Talking today at the 2017 Commodity Classic with Bruce Schmall. He is the chairman of the USMEF. Bruce, tell me a little bit. Obviously, your numbers for 2016 came in, and pork looked really good, but so did beef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were surprised after the year that we had in 2015. We put a lot of extra effort into it, several different projects. We had some additional funding to help out with surplus that we're facing in pork and beef. And so I think those efforts proved that we were successful, and we did see some pretty good increase in the numbers.
So I know TPP is obviously off the table, all that kind of stuff, but the Asian markets, they're still looking pretty promising. There's a rising middle class over there and around the world, really.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. The rising middle class is pretty widespread, and those people want additional protein. So, you know, we're trying to provide as much access to that as possible. In the case of South Korea, right off the top of my head, recently it was announced that Costco replaced all the Australian beef with U.S. beef, which is a big deal over there. And for our exports, I forget, it's like 150,000 metric tons additionally that are going to be shipped over that area. So, yeah, we're seeing some pretty positive increases. And, you know, coming off the environment we had in 2015, you know, even though there is a little concern about the TPP and lack of a trade agreement at this point, we have had a number of positive issues going on.
And so how does what you're doing right now in terms of accessing these markets and everything kind of play into the numbers that we're getting right now on the beef cattle herd around this country? You know, we've got expansion going on. The cattle on feed report came in with just a little bit of an increase. What do you think about that?
You know, we're trying to address that increase the best we can. Market access is typically our number one focus. And we work with pork, beef, and lamb, trying to see where we can find additional markets and do promotional issues there. I can give you one example in Mexico recently with one of the larger retailers there. We typically like to have third-party in-kind contributions from the store when we're doing promotion. And typically, you'll get pretty good participation in that. But in this one example, that organization came out about three times what they normally do for that. So you could see the importance of what we're doing in those markets and, you know, the interest they have in buying our products.
So it's kind of a shock to see USMEF here at the Commodity Classic, but you all have kind of a connection going on, adding value through your beef and everything that you're doing. Tell me about exporting corn through beef.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that, because since I became chairman in last November, I've had that question asked me an awful lot. I'm a corn and soybean farmer from Minnesota. I haven't raised livestock for quite a while. And, you know, it's amazing how many oilseed and feed grain farmers just don't connect the dots, you know, currently on what added value the livestock industry offers them. You know, I keep telling a lot of our growers that we would much rather see added value shipped out through processed pork, beef, or lamb than having to ship our raw products down the river. We're much better off. The local communities are much better off. Everybody stands to gain by doing that. So that's why you see the interest that we have at Commodity Classic from the corn and soybean grower organizations and doing what they can in promoting the projects through MEF. There's a big representation of dollars from both those organizations. And I believe right now we're probably at 13 to 16% of our budget is actually coming from corn and soybean producers. So I think overall it sends a strong message on what these leaders in these industries are, how they recognize the value of what MEF is doing and the value of the livestock industry.
And you talk about that local financial support. I know that the Oklahoma Beef Council has contributed back to the programs that you all have done overseas, and you've had pretty good success with that.
You know, it's interesting. We've had great support from both the pork and beef producers, and especially now when we're looking at trying to get rid of a surplus of red meat products, we'll go around to the different state organizations and request a budget for a project, and they've all been really good in supporting MEF. And typically, they won't quite meet our budget request, and we understand that. But many of them come up to us and say, you know, if you really have a special project that looks like it'll really benefit beef or pork, we can find some more dollars to help you out. And we've been very fortunate to have organizations like Oklahoma and Texas and, you know, other, especially the cattle-producing states, help out in that regard. And when those projects become available, we usually do a little digging and we can find the dollars and help get rid of those excess products.
So just overall here at the Commodity Classic, obviously we're just starting things off here today, but what's been your impression so far?
I just got here a little bit ago, but I tell you what, it took me a while to get to the USMEF booth because there was quite a crowd here. You can see there are people all around, and you know, I hope this activity keeps up for the next 3 days. But yeah, there's a lot of interest here. I see a lot of smiling faces out there. Grain prices, as far as I'm concerned, could be a little bit better. But no, I think overall the mood is pretty good here, and I look forward to the next couple of days.